speedbuilders.com. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you must consider these instructions and not reach a verdict based on any special one standing alone, as you confer and reach a verdict, you must be guided by a review of the evidence and the instructions of the court alone. You must not reach a verdict by tossing coins, casting lots, or any other game of chance. Your verdict must be unanimous. If your verdict is thus, it must be signed by your foreperson and returned into court. Forms of verdict will be submitted to you for your review. In this case, as in all civil cases, the affirmative of an issue must now be proved. Proving that issue here is upon the plaintiff as to all of the affirmative claims of the complaint. The burden of proof, then, rests upon the plaintiff in this case. In a civil proceeding such as this, a preponderance of evidence is all that is required. By a preponderance of the evidence is meant such evidence as, when weighed with that opposed to it, has more convincing force. Now you have heard all the testimony. You saw the witnesses as they gave their testimony. You had a chance to observe their manner on the witness stand. Any demonstration of nervousness or lack of it, any hesitation? Did any of them pause and hesitate while giving their answers, or did they speak out freely? The law says that you may even take into account the facial expression of the witness as he gives his testimony in deciding what weight and belief you will give him. Consider all the events around the witness in the giving of his testimony, the speech of the witness, and demeanor of the witness. All are to be considered and weighed by you in determining what weight and force you will give his words.